So when I offer bhoga to Krishna, I often think that, oh, after I offer this, I will be eating this. And I try to cultivate a service attitude, but somehow I keep thinking about food and eating when I'm offering also. So what to do at that time?
So actually, the first thing is that we prepare the food and offer it to Krishna.
Yeah.
I said that we cannot become pure devotees without becoming devotees. Sometimes we set the standard of bhakti right in the beginning only to pure devotion. And then we think, I can never practice this. Well, first we have to become devotees. That means we offer Krishna the food, whether we are thinking of eating food or not. Just offer the food. And then gradually, as we keep practicing bhakti, if we try to cultivate a more of a prayerful mood, we recite some verses, we recite some songs, you know. Some devotees, when they're cooking also, they may have some kirtan going on. And even when they are offering, we offer prayers, but before that also, maybe they have some devotional stimuli, or they have some nice kirtan, some devotional music going on, something which reminds us of Krishna. Especially in some temples, when the Rajbhog is offered, not only is that time Krishna offered the food, but outside devotees come and sing some song. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song about how Krishna eats food and Vishwamaya offers food to Krishna. So basically, we try to create more and more of a devotional atmosphere around us. And as we become absorbed in the devotional atmosphere, then the thought of our eating the food ourselves will go down. And that's why the point is not that food is a basic biological need. And if you are hungry, it is not possible to not think about the food. But the point is, we should not be thinking only about the food and not thinking about Krishna at all. So we should not, just like there is a water filter. So I put the water in so that I take it out and I get clean water. So we should not think of Krishna as a bhoga purifier. You know, I am simply, you know, I don't want to get karma, so I'm going to take this bhoga, put it before Krishna, and then it becomes prasad, and I'll eat it. We don't have a utilitarian or an instrumental attitude towards Krishna. No, we know that Krishna is a person and we are offering the food to him. And we try to offer it with as devotional as an attitude as possible. But it is not that we have to become too worried about having the right consciousness. The right consciousness will come by the practice of bhakti. And the more we create devotional stimuli around us in the process of cooking and offering, the more that right consciousness will become more and more natural for us.